He said, then he said, meso, and that I may so share his suffering as to be continued transformed. Notice you're being what? You know, continually transformed while you're suffering. You'll be this persecution coming against you, but at the same time, he's transforming you into his likeness. Are you hearing what the word says? You're becoming like him. You don't care what people think, because what they say don't count. It doesn't count. It's what he says. It's what I learned. It's what I know by revelation. It's what I have grasped with my spirit. I have become invincible. I've learned that I am invincible. I am unstoppable. There's nothing can defeat me. There's nothing can stop me. I'm like him. Are you hearing me? I haven't arrived, but every day I'm striving to get there, to walk in it. And so to walk in this, I can't be fooling with this stuff over here. Unbelief, doubt, theories, wasting my time. No. Listen to 2 Corinthians 3:18. Listen to this in connection with this. But we all, with open faith, this is 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. But we all, with open faith, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. What are we beholding? When you look in the mirror, what do you see? I said, when you look in the mirror, what do you see? You see yourself, don't you? So he said, when we look in the word, we see him. We become like him. Beholding what? We all, with open face, beholding as a glass, as a mirror, the mirror, you look in the mirror, you're going to see yourself. You look in the word, you're going to see Jesus. And because you see the word, you become like the word. You see, it's in a glass, the glory of the Lord. And when you see the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image. You are changed into the same image. You see who you are. You discover who you are. And you receive who you are. And you come to the place you know that you know who you are. And then when the enemy stick his ugly head with something that's not yours and that God didn't say, you said, no, this is who I am right here. I'm not the sick. I'm not the broke. I'm not the poor. I'm not the confused. No, I'm the winner. I'm not a person that will bow down to coronavirus. No, it's not mine. I've been redeemed from it. Why did it have to have medicine and find a cure for it? Because there's so many unbelievers and so many believers in the church don't believe. God will help you any way he can. But if you learn this, you don't need nobody's medicine but the Holy Ghost. That's why he said, my son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are what? Life to those that find them and help to all their flesh. That's what he said. But because we hadn't come to know, Paul said, I want to get to know him. I want to get to know him as he have laid hold on me. I want to be able to lay hold on him. Because when he was raised from the dead, he raised you up. He raised me up. We became just like him. Now, why are we not walking in out the fullness of it? Because we don't know it. And what you don't know, you can't do. Why some of you in here right now flying one of those 747 jets this morning? They need somebody to fly them. They got pilots. Why ain't you one of them? Why ain't they call you? If they did call you, what you gonna do, crash? Because you don't know. You don't know. You've never been to class. Matter of fact, they wouldn't call you because they're going to ask for your resume. Okay. My point is, you can't do what you don't know. But when you know this, you can do it. Because you got the grace, you got the faith, you got the love, you got the blood, you got the word, you got the name, you got everything. That's why you can do it. But see, Satan will try to mess with your mind, keep you away from the word, do everything he can. But when you become committed, dedicated to this word, I don't care what comes or go, I'm going to spend my time. This is the first thing I'm going to do. This is the first thing. I'm getting it. Because I know how important it is putting God's word first. I can't make good decisions through the day without his word, without his spirit leading me. I make dumb decisions. I make unhealthy decision caused me a lot of stuff, pain and stuff I don't have to even go through if I had a consult to him, if I had taken him at his word. Hello? Thank you, Jesus. Verse 11, back to Philippians 3:11. Listen to this. I think I'm going to I'll do my best to read this. Probably mess up by doing it, but here we go. Trying to get to a point, we just have to pick up the next time. That if possible, notice what he said. That if possible, I may obtain to the spiritual and moral resurrection. That if possible, I may obtain to what? The spiritual and moral resurrection that lifts me where? Out from among the dead. See, if I can obtain, it'll lift me out from among the dead. Dead folk walking around me and what they're doing, what's happened to them, won't bother me. Because I've been lifted out from among the dead. I'm alive in Christ. And you won't be shaking in your boots. And because all the stuff they're saying in the news and all the stuff that's going on, it's true, and it's a fact, but I got a truth. Did you hear what I just said? It's a fact what's going on, but I got a truth. Now, who can make God not be true when he's the God of truth? Who can? Who can make what God said not be true? Nobody. And that's what that idiot trying to do. Satan. He knows that he can't make God not be true. So he's trying to deceive everybody he can to not believe what God said. But if you believe it, you get this in you, you can walk in it. Now listen, lift you from among the dead. I knew it was going to happen.